So the text starts by saying all beings have hidden within the kleshas, hidden within the defilements of greed, desire, anger and stupidity, something that is seated still and dignified. And this is the Tathagata's vision, the body of the Tathagata. So within the kleshas, something still dignified, the vision of the Tathagata. And then the sutra just gives you a whole set of pictures of what this is like. And it says, it's like honey in a cave, surrounded by bees. It can be taken by someone who knows a clever technique, and he can take the honey and eat it or give it away far and wide. So the Tathagata Garbha is like honey in a cave surrounded by bees. It's like a kernel of wheat that's not yet had its husk removed. Though the outside seems useless, inside is food fit for a king. It is like gold fallen into a pit of waste. The gold does not decay, but nobody knows that it's there. It's like a store of treasure hidden behind an impoverished house. When you have treasure, but you don't know it, this causes poverty and suffering. It's like the pit of a mango fruit. The pit does not decay, but if you plant it in the earth, inevitably a great tree grows. It's like a man with a statue of pure gold. He wraps the statue in dirty, worn-out rags, then loses it in an unused field. Someone with vision sees the statue, tells the people, they remove the rags and rejoice greatly. It's like an impoverished woman who bears a son who will be a wise king, but she does not know his future. And then finally, it's like a great foundry with countless golden statues. When we look at the outside, we see only scorched earth moulds. But when we break the mould of the kleshas, we reveal pure, shining gold. So these are the images from the Tathagata Garbha Sutra, and also the image, finally, that gave me the title of my talk. Those of you who came here expecting a reorganisation of the FWBO, I'm sorry if I'm letting you down, but this idea of breaking something that on the surface is dirty and defiled, and revealing something precious and valuable inside, is this sort of recurring image of this sutra. And I want to make a number of points arising out of this attempt to articulate the experience that the Buddhist tradition is trying to point us towards. This is another attempt to articulate the experience of enlightenment.